That went off inside.
Okay, so B'siyata D'shmaya Be'ez Hashem, with Hashem's help, we'd like to delve in a little bit to the inner dimension of Parshas V'Shalach, using some of the insights of the Hasidic masters from the first few generations who attempted to convey to us the inner light of Torah and the Derech L'Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Chus Yad Aleinu. And Be'ez Hashem, in this half hour, we're going to try to focus on a few separate pieces, really al derech remez, but tremendously gigantic and important ideas that we're going to try to pack into this very short period of time that we have together. And I apologize that I'm late, and I want to welcome, and I'm so happy to see all the chaver who came and stayed. It's very, very, very special to me that you're here. So let's begin with the Me'ashi Lo'ach, the Heilige Ishvitzer, volume 1, on the Pasuk, Vayusu Misukais Vayachanu Be'esam Be'ktzei Hamidbar, right after Klai Yisrael leave Egypt, Mitzrayim. They are in a place called Sukkos, and from Sukkos they travel to a place called Esam, B'tzei HaMidbar, at the very edge of the desert, and from there they proceeded to the Yam Suf, and ultimately the Yam split for them. Says the Me'ashi Lo'ach, a tremendously foundational concept, which the Ishbitzer discusses in many different places, and puts into many different psukim, and it's a running theme throughout Rabbi Nachman's teachings as well, and it's an idea we have to walk with all the time. So he says, Sukkos Hainu Bitachin. Sukkos is talking about bitachon, right? Because Sukkos, even though it was the name of this place, Sukkos, that's where they put up huts, but ultimately Sukkos, and the yontov of Sukkos, which commemorates this, is going out from one's house, being out in the wilderness, giving ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar Kadosh says that a person sits in the walls of the Sukkos called Sila de Mamanusa, the shade of faith. A person is surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, Master of the world, it's all in your hands, it's all up to you. Sukkos talks about bitachon, which means, of course, faith, trust, but more so bitachon atzmi, a self-confidence, a person's strength within himself, to be certain and confident in who he is and what he's doing in the world. The Esam who tkufas, and I'm sorry, rather, Sukkos who bitachon the Esam who tkufas. Both Sukkos and Esam are talking about tkufas, are talking about strength, are talking about confidence. Sukkos in the aspect of bitachon, to trust in oneself. And Esam, tkufos, a word that you don't usually find in other Sfarim, and in Ishbitz, it's all over the place. The concept of tkufos, takif, strength, boldness, courage. And the pasuk continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead of them in the daytime, ba'amud anan, with a pillar of cloud, uvalayla ba'amud esh, and at night HaKadosh Baruch Hu proceeded in front of them with an amud esh, with a pillar of fire. Says the Me'ashi Lo'ach, Lo Yomish Amud Anan Yom of Amud Eish Laila. This is how it was for Klal Yisrael in the desert. Every single day they had this pillar of cloud that was standing in front of them, protecting them. And at nighttime they had a pillar of fire. What is this talking about? Amud Anan Moral Yira. A pillar of cloud talks about when a person has Yira, when a person has fear, when a person has awe. And all awe and all fear comes from a person's recognition of one's smallness and of one's inadequacy in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yira. And a person recognizes how small and insignificant we are, standing in front of the infinite, standing in front of the Ein Sof. That's the Amud Anan. And that's hinting on Yira because it's a cloud. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, overwhelming us, overpowering us. A person feels that he doesn't anymore so much have clarity in his own strength and confidence. It's cloudy for him. Amud Anan Mayra al Yira. And for Amud Eish, obviously, this pillar of fire, Mayra al Bitachin. When a person has this inner strength to stand up and to do things in the world with a fire, with a passion, and the ability to stand up on one's personal platform and to do and to produce. So he says an amazing thing. Each and every person, just like we know that the world has nights and days, winters and summers, every person within himself has different times, has different, it was also tekufa, it's like a tekufa. A person goes through different phases, even within one day alone. A person can go through many different moods and different modes, and not always can we point to something that caused or brought about a certain emotional change, but sometimes just people get into different modes. So he says, every single person, sometimes you find a person who just wakes up on the right side of the bed and he has tekufas, he has confidence, he has strength, and it's clear to him exactly what he's doing in the world and what he needs to accomplish, and he trusts within himself that he's able to do all the things that he set out for himself to do. Tekufas rav. This is called when a person is in time of day. Va'oz, says the Ishbitzer, sarich lahachnas asma bivinis hayira. it's always good and it's always important and it's always necessary to temper that tremendous confidence with also a little bit of yira to remind oneself that, yes, although we have the strength and we have the ability and God gives us all this power to do amazing things in the world, you always have to remember also that it's always coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So you can have the confidence, but at that time of confidence, yom, you have to always remind yourself a little bit of the yira factor also to mix always these two things together. But for Amin, perhaps more important, certainly for our generation, even Saba Adam, Yira Yaseira. Sometimes a person feels Yira Yotermidai, too much. A person feels like he can't do anything, he's so weak, and a person is so conscious of all the mistakes that one's made in the past, and shame, and guilt, and awe, and just a matzah where he just wants to cover his head with a blanket and not do anything at all. Yira Yaseira, Zenikra Laila, and this is called when a person is in a time of darkness, Ba'asar Liftah. So at a time of darkness, a person needs to tap in to this bitachon, somehow to find some confidence and strength and say, despite it all, and despite the overwhelming year and this fear and feeling of being distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite it all, I can tap into a little kernel of self-trust and self-confidence to be able still to encourage myself, to strengthen one's mind and say, even so, I'm able to stand up from this place and to still move forward. And this is the deeper element of what this pasuk is telling us, an incredible, incredible lesson. When it was Yom, when it was a time of Kufus and Bitachon, so they needed to tap into what? To the Amud Anan. They had to remember the year of Amud Anan. Ah, but Balayla, at nighttime, when a person felt so dark and so distant and too much yira and too much shame and guilt and feeling pushed down into the dumps, Amud Eish, life. They had to connect to the Amud Eish, to the little bit of bitachon that was left. And this is what the Mishnah Avos says. Im ein chachma, ein yira. Im ein yira, ein chachma. Chachma is bitachon. Chachma is a person who has intellect, a person who's able to do things, who's able to think clearly. Chachma, when it's daytime, right, on an intellectual level and things are clear. But in ein yira in chachma. If you're not going to go ahead and to tap into the Amud Anan at the time of Yom, in ein yira, then the chachma also is untethered. And the chachma itself is pushed to an extreme and ultimately it's not able to last because we know that extremities never last. It has to be something balanced in the middle, healthy, stable, functioning in the center point, Tiferes, Yaakov Vinu, from which Klal Yisrael descends. She calls it Tiferes Lemina Adav, Tiferes Lel Yisrael, also Mishnah Avos. But the flip side is also true. And in chachma, in yira. If you're going to have too much yira, and a person is never going to be connected to chizuk, and never be connected to this aspect in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an unconditional relationship with every Jew, so you could think that he's a big tzaddik, and you could think, but the whole time if you're going with this sort of mahalach, and certainly to raise children in this mahalach, the whole time is yira, 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 and ein chachma, ein yira. So the yira is also going to be nothing. If you don't know also how to give over to other people, and most importantly to oneself, to give over to this aspect in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with a person, and holding a person, lifting a person up, and always loving a person regardless. Ki chachma itkufas, let's read it quickly. Ki ha-chachma, ta'uz v'dechazik eslevah chacham. A person who has chachma, so that intellect strengthens him, gives him the ability, like we described, to do things in the world. Ba'afal pikein, but im ein le'yira, mei Hashem yisbarach. If you're not going to be tapping into that year from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Yavin, Kibaraka Katan Yuchal Hashem is work, lead them a man as I said, Chachma, as I said, Tkufas. That in a moment's time, everything that he's so confident in and everything that he's so stable that he trusts himself, in a minute Hashem can make everything leave. As in Chachma, as in Hashem's the Klum. So what kind of Chachma is that? That's not Chachma at all, that's tipshus. The biggest folly is arrogance. Ki Yidme Benashe, should talk of negative Hashem is Baruch, Venchashtus Galamizeh. It's the biggest folly in the world for a person who's confident, but that confidence is not connected to his trust in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Only trust in himself, care if I and everything could change. In 1 second, the biggest folly. But also be in chachma in yira. Hainu, misha ain lebitachin Hashem is barach. Rakshu tamid be yira. Afshalai be deretayra. A person who's always constantly in yira, no matter what. And he says, even not religiously, just societally. A person whose general mahalach in the world is that he has no confidence in himself, and he feels that he can't do anything. Not stam in avodas Hashem that is always with the derech of yira, but even just an emotional makeup. And the way that a person is in this world in relationships, if all it is yira, and there's no chachma mixed in, then the yira itself is, there's something puzzle about it, there's something negative about it, there's something extreme about it, and it also will not last in a healthy way. Ain't say yira mitis, right? Yira dimyonis. He has a dimyon that he thinks he fears God. But what kind of person fears a God who we never encountered on the level of love, right? If you don't love something, you can't fear it properly. If you don't fear it, you can't love it properly. Because you don't know ultimately what that thing is. Not the whole experience of the thing, something that's half. But that's not the whole thing. Very important line. A person who has true yira, a person who truly, in a healthy way, has fear of God, that fear doesn't debilitate him. That fear doesn't knock him down. That fear does what to him? It gives him tremendous strength. It's not the kind of fear that we grew up with, you know. This like debilitating fear, like Hashem's going to punish us all the time, and that he's looking, he has an out for us. That's not called yira at all. That's not the true yira that we're talking about. In Az Yashar, we find two seemingly contradictory statements. The one statement says that they walked by a basha on dry land, which was besochayam, in the middle of the ocean. But upam nemar, the other pasuk says besochayam by a basha. Right, they were within the ocean by Abash on dry land. Ultimately, they're not really contradictory. They are expressing the very same idea, but they're two different ways of expressing it. Were they by Abasha, which was Besochayam, or were they Bayam, which happened to be by Abasha? Says they had a Gedish Bitzer. These two psukim are referring to these two mixings that we have to do: Yira with Chachma, Chachma with Yira. Brilliant thing. And he says, Ya Moira al Yira v'hainu tfila. The ocean is talking about Yira. The ocean water Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Bnei Hashem is talking about Yira, which is tfila, which is awe, which is standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Adni Svasai Piftach, Master of the World, open my mouth because I can't even say a word without you. But we had basha meiral tkufus ubetuchus, dry land. Person who's walking with a healthy thing, and the path is paved before him. It's a different thing. So the ikra tkufus huat tayra shud kufasim shal Yisrael. The ikra tkufa, the ikra lifting up and esparus and pride of Klal Yisrael is that we have the Torah, is that we have a guide, hurrah, is that we have something that walks with us every step of the way and every second in the day, guiding us, teaching us how to live. So he says a separate thing here. I want to go back for a second, how he reads the psukim. The first thing is that when a person is bisochayam, when a person is drowning in the ocean of a debilitating yira, so it has to be always bayabasha, bisochayam. But he has to be able to tap into bayabasha, to that paved path of confidence and of strength. And the opposite is also true. Bayabasha, when you're in that place of a paved path, then you have to be bayam, right? These two things are referring to this interchange between these two ideas. And he says a very strong thing is that ultimately one thing must be necessarily related to the other. It was a yeda adam in tefilas hamikubelas, because tefila again is yira, and Torah is the confidence, is the strength, is the clarity. And a person wants to know if his tefila is working. Meaning, a person wants to know if his davening is in the healthy, proper way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind and dreamt of when he created us and sent our soul down to the world. The answer is im yavi min tefila ledivrei Torah. Just like Yira, again, if you want to know that your Yira is Amitas, there's got to be Tkufas there. There's got to be strength there. So it's the same thing with Torah and Tefillah. A person wants to know that Tefillah is being prayed in the proper way. The question is it bringing you then to learn? Is it right? Is your Yira bringing you to Tkufas? Is your Tefillah bringing you to go ahead and to Torah and to acting in a way that's becoming of someone who prays? The opposite is also true. A person wants to know if he's engaging with Torah and studying Torah in the proper way. Does it bring you to pray? Is your Torah itself a prayer? Right? These two things always have to be bound together. And in the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman, I've written about this in the past many times. In the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman, we learned all of us together in the past, this is Ayeh and Meloy. On the one hand, Ayeh Mekayim Kavoyde, it's the Yira of saying, where is God? God is so removed from me. And at the flip side, at the very same moment, we have to say, Malay Chala Arts Kavoy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is with even the lowest Jew and with me all the time. And we have to have this healthy balance between Ayeh and Malay, between Yira and Tkufas. And this is the healthy way to go ahead and to live as a Jew in the world, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both of these manners. In Nimtza B'li B'Tza'aka U'Tfila Imatay Rishu Isaac Kitzarech L'Schab Rishneim Yachad. A person, always a Jew, has to know how to balance these two things, which ultimately is Yaakov Avinu that emerges from both Avram and Yitzchak. Avram Chesed, Yitzchak Gvura. Yaakov is Tiferes. Tiferes is always the middle path, is the balancing of both, and this is ultimately what it means to be a Jew. And that's the first piece from the Mea Shilach. The Mea Shilach continues, Vayeshuva v'yachnu lefnei pi hachiris. They returned and they ultimately encamped after their stop in Esam Kseh Amidbar. They stopped in a place called pi hachiris. Chazal say an interesting thing, the Medrash says that this place, pi hachiris, ultimately developed into an Avodah Zarah, but initially it had the form of a tabnis, of a male and a female. Male and a female was in this place. It was etched out into the stone. What exactly this was, it was some sort of pillars. Chazal described a different different illustrations of what this place looks like. But al kopanim, there was the tavness of zachar and a keva, and then it became an avodah zarah. Says the Minyan Shiloach, a phenomenal thing, very, very important thing. Inyan, what this means is, Inyan koach hatuma shel avodah zarah hazos yiklipas nus vayisadimu zachar nekeva. What Chazal mean to tell us when they describe that this place pi achiras looked like tavnis of a zachar nekeva means that there's something impure here, right? That ultimately became avodah zarah, that's founded upon this concept of znus, of promiscuity, right, of immorality. The alkein karas shemai pi achiras, and this is why it was called pi achiras, because chiras can be read chiras, freedom. Ki etzel ha'umais, by the nations of the world, nira, they think, shebemakum sheyuchal espashe. When a person can finally be free from any societal restriction or any religious restriction, and sheyuchal espashe, v'las is kol davis libe, and to do whatever it is that he thinks that he wants, whatever it is that his passions and his appetite is driving him toward, sham hu ben chayrin. This is what the nations of the world, their hasaga, their concept of what it means to be free, is that I can do whatever I want. Whatever I want. Valkane, Nemar, and the next pasuk says, Va'omar Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Paro will say when they come to this place of Piachiris, Nevuchimim Ba'aretz. They're wandering. They're wandering. And they're trapped ultimately. They're like in a jail. They have nowhere to go because their fate, the sea is in front of them. Mitzrayim, ultimately, the entire army is going to be behind them. And they're trapped. They have no place to go. You know what the depth of what Paro is saying is the most unbelievable thing? Hainu, kishi agil lefnei avodah zarah halazu. When Klal Yisrael, and it doesn't just mean the Jewish nation then, but throughout history, when they're going to come to a place where there's the accessibility of this taiva, when a person has a smartphone in the pocket and a person has high-speed internet wherever he goes, and a person is constantly, our generation lives in the shadow of Piachiris, right? In this place of the Tam Nezachar and the Kiv. You can't turn away from it, no matter what you do. You walk in the street here on a nice day, you're finished. There's nothing to, there's nowhere to go. This is our generation. Piachiris. So the nations of the world look at Klal Yisrael, who are so mugdar in this regard, and have so many gedarim, and have so much guilt and shame that's built on this inyan, because so much Chazal talk about how terrible and right and how damaging and how much a person has to be careful in this inyan. Shemir say naim, Shemir say brish, shayv v'vim now. So Pari says when they come to such a place, they're in a jail. We're free. We call it ki achiris. This is our freedom. We can do whatever we want. But the Jews, they're going to be trapped when they come to such a place. They're restricted, they're constricted. It'll become clear to them that if they're going to proceed to Matan Torah, they're going to be mishubadim. They're going to be slaves far more than they were ever slaves in Egypt. Because it's going to be known to everyone that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, are so mugdar, and they have so much baggage regarding this taiva that there's so many different diarises, there are abundant, so many inyanim, and how careful we have to be. They're going to be trapped, they're going to be in a jail. But the truth, the truth is the absolute opposite. And we don't really need the Minyan Shiloach to tell us this, because anybody who's been in this experience knows what a jail it is, knows what a prison it is, what addiction looks like, what compulsion looks like. And this is the biggest, biggest, biggest slavery in the world. And not just for religious people, secular society, also people who aren't believing people at all. But they feel that this is something that they are enslaved to. And this is something that the human being knows just on a being Adam Chaveiro level is something that's just off. It's something that's not the proper way to live b'chlal when a person is a poritz together in this area and lives in a way of paro, of parua, just completely like a wild man. Lehepech, shem shubadim lezeh adavar. He says the truth. The Egyptians think that they were enslaving Klal Yisrael. The Egyptians who are doing the enslaving are the biggest slaves. Because what they think is freedom is the true enslavement, the truest enslavement. They think that they're in charge of themselves and so they can do what they want. They are in the charge of their libam. Libam bereshusa, she'ein libam bereshusa. They have no sovereignty and authority over their lave, which ultimately, ordinarily, the seichel is supposed to guard and is supposed to reign sovereign over the lave. But the truth is that they are completely out of their own reshus. They are enslaved to the taiva. And ultimately, there is no shiba, there is no enslavement, as big as this. And this is the true enslavement. So here Pari says, they're going to come to a place of piachiris, which again, to us is fcheiris, and nevuchim heim baris, they're going to be trapped. But the truth is always lehepech. Obviously, it's the opposite. What they think is fcheiris, to us is the biggest enslavement. And to what them is enslavement, to us is the truest freedom to be able to live a life of seichel, to be able to live a life. And this is so important all the time, because again, I just want to, we don't have really time to get each of these things we could spend, you know, years on, but just, it's important. There are many levels to this approach to life and to this engagement with the sexual relationship and this concept of engaging with other human beings in such a way. There's a level that's certainly the religious aspect of it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands certain things of us, but there's also the simple menschlich, you know, this worldly aspect of it that has nothing really to do with religion at all, right? If a person enters into a bond of marriage and he can't, right, go ahead and limit himself to this woman, so everyone understands. It's not a religious thing. Everyone knows you cheat on your wife. It's something immoral. A person does not have to be a religious person at all. It's a being adam l'chaveiro thing. Have you no respect for another human being, right? And there are many levels of this also. Not just obviously cheating on a wife is obviously, you know, the, it's obviously a very extreme expression of this, but on a simple level, it changes the way that we look at people, right? Just to have self-respect and to have respect for others on the level of their humanity, not to engage with people and to relate to people just on such a chitzonius and an external way that this is what we think and this is what we see when we engage with a person. This is what we're thinking about, just without religion at all. Just on a very bin adam l'chaveiro level, which of course is the biggest religion, you know, to perfect those midas is the highest spiritual thing, right? But to us, certainly, that we're plugged into the Avodas Hashem aspect of it, this is certainly something that we don't perceive to be a constriction and an enslavement, that we shouldn't perceive to be a constriction and an enslavement, but Adrabah, the Torah is giving us the ability to really break free and the ability to live in a way of seichel, the ability to live in a healthy way and to live with a family in a healthy way, like we talk about all the time. It's the best life, not just ba'olam haba, right? But hashrechas ba'olam hazeh, to live a life of stability, to live a life of relationship, to live a life of community, to live a life where you're lifted and elevated above a lowly, behemothic way of living in this world. That's the biggest slavery. And Adrabah, the Torah is, don't say that the luchas were etched on to the stone, but rather chayrus ala luchas, right? There's freedom written down. You think that it's letters, it's words, it's freedom. It's the biggest freedom in the world. And it seems like restriction, that, right? This is the Alma de Shikra. This is the world of Sheker. Everything that appears one way is the, like they say in Yiddish, the exact opposite. And Chazal say, ein ben ada, ein ben chayrin, kimi sha'oisei kotar.
Are you saying our Gedarim are creating the chayrus?
Absolutely. They are giving us the ability to be conscious of a higher path, to a higher way of living. Okay, it's a good thing to remember. Here we go with the last couple of minutes that we have left. 3, Kedushas Leiva Vegisa, Malach Elokim, HaHolich Lefnei Machane Yisrael. Ultimately, when it comes time that the Egyptians are pursuing Klal Yisrael, and they're faced again with the Yam Suf in front of them that's impassable, and behind them this devouring and overwhelming army that's coming behind them that they have no chance against. So the Malach Elokim, Holich Lefnei Machane Yisrael, that was in front of the Jewish encampment, goes Vayamor Me'achareim, and it proceeds to stand behind them. And ultimately, that's the point that Nafshim Ben Amnadav goes in, and the Yam splits. The Adua, he says, it's known. Ultimately, who's on a higher level? We always say like a malach, right? And a beast. And the human being is somewhere in between. It's like a mix of an angel and a beast. But ultimately, of course, the malach is on a higher level. He's far holier. He's far more pure. He's far more refined. He's plugged into to the Ratzon Hashem on a level that Klal Yisrael never could be, right? They don't have a Yitzhar of the Chule. So on one level, the Malachim are far higher than the Jewish nation. Ephes, however, when the Master of the World reveals his unconditional and abiding and overpowering and overwhelming love for the nation, for the Jewish nation, for which he created the world in the first place, because he loved us so much, because he wanted us and desired us and desires and wants and loves us so much in the present moment, regardless of a person's spiritual standing. But Oivas Yisrael, and he demonstrates his love to us in Nisim and miracles. As at that moment, Yisrael him l'malam mikol malachim mal. There's nothing that stands in the way. There's nothing that pulls us back. Klal Yisrael, in that moment when we have Nisim done for us, and Nisim are happening for us all of the time, every moment we say, every single day there are miracles happening, whether we perceive them, whether we don't perceive them, but Hashem loves us, and He's expressing that love for us all the time at that moment. were far higher than the angels, far, far, far beyond. Vihine, so he says, Ve'es Kriyas Yam Suf, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avasa LiYisrael. At that moment, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going ahead and demonstrating his great love of the Jewish nation. Obviously, there's no bigger nace than that. Ve'Yisrael L'malam Hikulam, and at that moment, Klal Yisrael proceeded to a level far beyond the Malachim. Ve'zeo, and that's Pshat on the Pasuk, an amazing thing. Vayisa Malach HaElokim Ha'olich Lefnei Machane Yisrael. The angel of God that a couple of moments ago was perceived as being far higher, far more prestigious, far more important than Klal Yisrael. No. Vayamdu mi'achareihem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his love for Klal Yisrael and does an ace for them, where does that malach go? Vayamdu mi'achareihem. Take a back seat, angel. Take a back seat, malach, because Klal Yisrael is the highest, highest thing and most beloved thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that stands between them. Perish. Shamalachim aholkum lefnei machane Yisrael. Shim lemalam imajikas Yisrael. Those malachim that have been proceeding in front of the Jewish nation. Meaning that they were higher than the Jewish nation, Az B'Kriyas Yamsuf, at that moment, Amdu Acha Madrigas Yisrael. They had to take a back seat, they had to move all the way to the back. The Heilige Berditchever, the way that he saw Jews, the way that he knew what a Jewish soul means, the way that he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, the way that the Tzaddikim are revealing this to you and I in our generation. An amazing thing. How could we live 1 second without this? At that moment, they were higher than the angels, Shashemiz Barachher Lehem Avasa, because God, in his unbelievable mercy, was demonstrating his love for the Jewish nation. And at that point, the malach goes from the front all the way to the back. And I once heard a beautiful pshat. What's pshat that we're saying? We're saying, Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShalom, Ve'achem L'Shalom Malachi HaShalom, Baruchuni L'Shalom. And then at the end we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. What is this? Right? Why should Tzeischem? Why should the malachim have to leave? What are we sending them out for? We should welcome them, and they should come. And the next week, a new set of malachim, and our house will be full of malachim. It's a very beautiful thing. What is this Indian that we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom, we say, please leave? So I once heard an unbelievable pshat on the name of one of the tzaddikim. I can't remember exactly from whom now. But the tzaddik said the following. He said, it's not that the malachim are leading us. It's that at that moment that we're ready to go ahead and to make kiddush on a cup of wine, to take something physical and to lift it up to the highest realms of spirituality, something that a malach has no shaychus to in 1,000,000,000 eternities, it's not that we're sending the malach away. We're saying to the malach, when I'm going ahead to make kiddush now, I'm going to a place that you can't come to. So tzeischem l'shalom, because I'm going up. Not that you have to leave. It's like, maybe you're staying here, but I am now saying to the Malach, Tzeischem L'Shalom, because I'm about to do an action that you have no shaykhus to. And that's what the Redditcher was saying here at that moment. So the Malach goes, that was walking in the front, and the Malach goes to the back. And I say, Tzeischem L'Shalom to the Malach, because I'm about to rise to a place that you have no connection with at all. An amazing thing. Okay, let's finish off the last two pieces in the Melech. In this parasha, we learn about the man and the slav. And in this parasha, we learned that every single day, there was a portion of man that was necessary for that day's eating and that day's feasting, that they would go ahead and they would collect, and the people who were righteous would fall on their doorstep, and the people less righteous would fall a little bit further away, etc., etc. And finally, because no man was to fall on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of Menucha, a double portion of man would fall on Friday. This is very deep. Friday is the Midav Yisod, is the Midav Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik has two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. Yisod is always connected to the concept of a doubling, and therefore, for Ephraim and Menashe, falls a double portion of man on Friday, which is the Midav Yosef HaTzadik. There's more to say on that, but not for now. But ultimately, so they would prepare that which they brought in, and they would have a double portion, and that would be for Shabbos. Says the Ne'am HaMelech, an amazing thing. Leos, this is telling us, a person who has a good week, and a good week doesn't mean that you look at your portfolio at the end of the week, and you look at the stocks, and things went up. That's not meaning a good week. That could be on a level of good week, but the way a Jew looks at the week, when he makes a cheshbon, he says, what was my davening like this week? What was my learning like this week? How much time did I waste on a bus? You know, wasting my time, schlepping through my life. Did I go ahead and utilize that time? Did I listen to a shir? Did I think about something holy? How was my week in that sense? So a person who had a good week, the whole week he was trying to look for the good in other people, the good in himself, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol masha oisik alayman, anything that he was involved with in business, alayman, or anything in spirituality that a person was engaged with in learning or dominating, as boir hu bashchakim, he says, the sky will be clear to him by yom bo yom hashishi neslahi b'kir ba'az habihir shayim ha-shabbos ha-ba. Such a person, when it comes Friday, because he was living Shabbosik the whole week, and because in a certain way, a person is a chreu me'echad l'shabbos, you have to remember Shabbos every single day, and that's why we say hayom yom rishi l'shabbos. Because every day a person is supposed to be Shabbistic. The word tzaddikim used to wear white on Shabbos, right? The word tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman, toward the end of his life, would wear white also on Shabbos, a white bekeshel. There are some tzaddikim from head to toe, the white shtreimel, white socks, you know, all the way down to the shoes. And there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Bechol yom yu begadecha levanim." Every day your clothes should be white. So it's a remez also that a person should live Shabbistic. "Bechol yom yu begadecha levanim." Every day you should try to have white garments, and you should try to live in that mentality of menucha of Shabbos. Kilu kamalachtecha suya, that all there is in a mavada, and everything is a kodesh baruch hu b'tachan emuna v'chulei, everything that's packed into this unbelievable matana tova that we have that's called Shabbos. So such a person is living on this level. When it comes Yom HaShishi, nislahi libo b'kirbo, something happens to him. His heart is on fire with his desire and his yearning for what it means Shabbos, and I bless us all that we should really taste what it means Shabbos, and it means much more than the chalent and the herring and the kukuk. What it means Shabbos, al-chadoidi, a kabbalah Shabbos, the freedom. We talk about freedom. Nachla b'li mitzarim, Chazal say. A person who serves, who's ma'aneg b'Shabbos properly, he's getting a nachla b'li mitzarim with no boundaries, the true freedom of being able to be completely free, emotionally free, intellectually free, free of doubt, free of anxiety, free of worry, just free. That's Shabbos. And really, nachla b'li mitzarim. It's me'in olam haba, infinite, infinite, infinite. A taste of the infinity of olam haba. So a person begins to nislai b'li b'kir by afshalei osad dayin achanashol Shabbos. He didn't begin to go to the mikveh yet. He didn't begin to say shir shir ma'idul Hashem. He didn't start to do any of that stuff. Rak ha'maisel sheyamei achol, just the very basic entry of the sixth day. Of just the day itself, such a person who had a good week and is able to look back on the week with pride and say, ah, I made use of it. So then it comes Friday and it's like, ah, here comes Shabbos, and something happens to him. L'hargish, he could feel as Yom HaShabbos Kodesh Miyad b'skarvu b'yom HaShishi b'boker. A person wakes up in the morning and he had a good week. His heart is already on fire. Shabbos is coming, because a person, even on a simple level, a person who's living his whole week out of touch with Shabbos, so he's not so excited about Shabbos. A person who's disconnected from faith, who's disconnected from emunah, is disconnected from Shabbos. What the concept of Shabbos is? What does he care? Friday night is coming. It's just like another set. You know, like it's like a Saturday. It's like a day off. But it's not a slav. Liba b'kir, but I could be happy maybe that I don't have to go into the office, but it's not this level of nislahi liba b'kir, but it's mashu acher, burning a spiritual fire. V'ninsa ze'adar v'simen toiv. So he says a very good sign. Al yemei achol hahu im ha'yi b'kidusha. This will be the sign and the litmus test if a person really had a good week in holiness. V'im ha'yisei asiyasa noyach l'shmayim v'noyach l'briyas. And this will be the sign as to whether his actions were pleasant to heaven, pleasant to other people. Because b'boker yom shishi, when the morning of Friday comes, tomorrow morning, margish, and he feels already, and he can taste Kedusha Shabbos Terem Boyu even before it comes. Zehu, this is pshat in the pasuk Vahayu Bayom HaShishi, and it was on the day of Shishi, of Friday. V'hichinu, and they began to prepare. Perish Kishahoyu lechem b'yom HaShishi Hachon ad rabba etzlechem ebnimiyus. He says when the day of Friday itself will be the Hachana. And that's how he's reading the pasuk. V'hoya b'yom HaShishi, and already v'hichinu. Just the fact that it's Friday is chinu, is already a hachana for you. It's ke'ilu you went to the mikvah, and ke'ilu you did all the kavanas, and ke'ilu just the very day of Friday. V'hoya b'yom HaShishi v'hichinu. So then asher yaviyu. That will be a sign, I'll show you a view, that you're coming into Shabbos with bundles and bundles of goodness and good avoidas and good thoughts and good feelings and good binan l'chaveira and good stuff from during the week. This is going to be the sign. V'hichinu. There will already be an essential preparation. Zehu simin v'yemishna asher yilketu yoyim yoyim. Perish teida nachon shekol yemei achol ha'yilechem mishnah. This will teach you that yom yom, that every day of the week that had passed was mishnah. Yom yom was full of Torah study. Mishnah milashon shona kalashon halachas. Every single day was full of Torah study. Perish Torah perish. Iskechem mistama ha'yiket Torah atzma. Your very behavior during the week, ben adam l'chaveiro, in your work and your eating and your sleeping and every aspect of your life was Ketora Atzma, was full of Torah. Ki even cha'atma madrigazu hakadosha. Because right now you're on this very lofty and unbelievable level. And I found in a different sefer, Nesiv Mitzvesecha, that refers to this piece, and with this we'll finish, he says, to bring it down a little bit, just, you know, not to make us feel so bad if we never felt this in our lives. Doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, that we never had a good week, b'pnimius, but he says, afal pisha amar abinu akadosh, v'reinu rebbe li melech milizhansk, even though the Noam of the Melech says, and this is the piece that we just learned inside, shesimin, that it's a sign, sh'ilish shvua b'kedusha, im yiloya ar atzuma b'erev Shabbos. That it's a sign to this that a person had an amazing week spiritually if he has his hara tzuma b'erev Shabbos. Zehu emes. He says it's true what he's saying. Like, this is only true if a person's connected on a very high level. The Kaddish Kamaisai, Hayyib Ibn Jekazais, the Naim of the Melech was talking in his Madrega that he was so holy and he was so connected that he felt this. He says, that was his truth. That was the Naim of the Melech's truth. That it comes Friday and you're ready on fire and Shabbos, like on his Madrega. He says, I'm writing for us, Kavishua Emes, Ukamashi Kibalti, Mimroiri, Birabi, Mimroiri, Hagadolim, Talmid Rabbi Noah the Melech, like I received from my Rabbeim, who were students of the Naim of the Melech, the Nirgash Lekol Chai. And he says, according to that which is felt and experienced by every single simple person, not the Naim of the Melech, that we don't feel this all the time, so we shouldn't feel so bad. But at the same time, to know and to recognize that still every level that the Tzaddik can talk about, even if it's not our Madriga, we could tap into it on our little level. And we should try to be conscious. Let's see in the morning we wake up. Do we really care? Again, on a simple level, do we care that Shabbos is coming? Are we happy that Shabbos is coming? B'pnimius. Not that we're going to eat a lot and do our thing and have a day off. But b'pnimius, do we really care for Shabbos? And that will be the simon if we're holding in a good place from a week that was full of Torah and avodah and good thoughts and machshavas tovos. That will be the sign. It comes Friday. You're ready. Ichinu es asher yilkutu yom yom. This will be the demonstration of that which you collected and that which you brought with you from the week into Shabbos. Yom yom every single day. We should be zeichet to all of this. And I know it's a lot of ideas, but again, each of the ideas really, it's very incumbent upon each of us to take the paper, if we could work with the Hebrew, or at least to listen to the recording again, but to think about these things really, really in depth. Because a lot of times you learn something quickly, so it's sweet in the moment, and then you forget it, and you go out of the room. But the main thing is, we say all the time, le'alimara ikar ella ha'maisa. The most important thing is the action, that we should take actual practical advice for this to give us strength in a time of yisera. We should have tkufas, we should have bitachin. In a time of too much bitachin, we should remember yira at the same time. What else did we talk about from the Meir Shalav? The second piece, the biggest chayrus in the world. What's the biggest chayrus? Is the restriction itself, is the constriction. It looks like it's holding us back. Adrab, it's giving us freedom. And then from the Kedusha Slavi, to remember that at the time of Kiddush, we become a malach, mamish, beyond the malach. And the malachim take a back seat. And ultimately, like we just discussed from Friday, from the name of the malach, that on Friday, a person should see and discern within his heart, is he feeling Shabbos? And this will be a wonderful sign. We should be zochet to feel this tomorrow morning. Amir Hashem, thank you so much for coming and for waiting and for staying. I feel so terrible, and I'm so happy that I have this.